I don't want to bring up any bad feelings, Philip.
Edith, if you know anything about my mother's death, you have to tell me.
Well, I always thought her death was suspicious. Oh, she was so organized. I used to see her out with the groceries in her arms and you three kids in tow. I couldn't picture her falling off a balcony.
Yeah, same here.
And the investigation was over so quickly. It was like they'd wanted to sweep it under the carpet. Philip, your father was such an influential man.
Well, he was involved?
Well, I tried to find out, but young women weren't meant to poke their noses where they didn't belong back then. I went to the station. They kicked me out. Told me the case was closed.
Well, why did you go there? Did you know something?
Well, your mum and I weren't close, but she did feel she could talk to me. She told me how Frank came back from the war addicted to the morphine.
What? Morphine?
Oh, no one questioned it back in those days. Oh, your poor mother could barely cope. Frank needed his medication. He became unreasonable, dangerous. She was afraid something might happen to you kids.
Really?
Frank's such a strong man. She showed me some of the bruises you've given.
Yeah, I've heard enough. Thanks, Edith.
You could talk to Marta. He was around back then.
I just might do that.
What's this bad effect you have on friends?
I think I'm jinxed.
Oh, don't give me that.
It's true. When I was a teenager, I was in a car accident with my best friend. We'd been out clubbing. I should never have let her drive.
No, that's what I call lucky.
What?
Well, it's normally the passengers that die in drunk driving accidents.
Then explain Helen.
Who's she?
She used to manage the station. We were just getting to know each other and I found her body on the beach. She'd had an aneurysm and went just like that.
Oh, that's not your fault. It could happen to anyone. What is that?
What?
Listen.
Hey, look, it's Marta. What's he doing?
I give up. He's just standing there on the beach.
There's some whales! Look, one of them's heading straight for him.
Oh, that's freaky. It's like he's calling that whale right to him.
Did well today, Mike. Now, what'll you have? It's on me.
Rum and coke.
Oh, that's a bit sweet. Well, just don't puke. Now, thanks to our performance this morning, it's full steam ahead with Maori World. We're going to need some bookings.
Oh, we haven't even got buildings.
There's no point in buildings if you don't have bookings. We need a brochure.
You mean with photos and stuff?
Yeah, with all that tourist jazz. Think you can handle it?
Oh, I don't know. Give it a go.
And talk to Thompson. He's running PR. I'm off. Call me if you have any questions.
I've got a question. What do I do?
Are you sure this place is open? Hello?
Hey, careful with the wisecracks. The police here are a bit touchy.
What can I do for you? Oh, Mr. Thompson. Still on a working holiday?
Yeah, you got that right. Constable Bigby, this is Troy Tyson. Mr. Tyson's also from Kessler's, and he's over here to check out...
I need to see the file on Helen Schrader.
What for? The case is closed.
Well, I want to see the evidence for myself.
Well, I can't do that.
Well, maybe I might be able to change your mind.
How?
Well, hopefully through reasonable discussion.
Oh, you're wasting your time, mate. Now get out.
Now look here, you two-bit country bumpkin. This thing is a lot bigger than your tiny pea brain could possibly imagine. I want to see every detail of your bungled investigation, and I want it now. Or if there's a worse cop shop than this rinky-dink outfit anywhere in the world, man, I'll have your sorry ass posted there faster than you can shine my big black boots. Do you understand me?
You've made yourself very clear, Mr. Tyson. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.